This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. The current opioid problem is a nightmare for people, families, and communities. But in many ways, it's different from what we've seen in the past war on drugs. Historically, when we've talked about a drug problem, we're usually talking about non-white communities, and the drugs have been heroin and crack. This opioid epidemic is different. It's concentrated in low-income white communities. The current opioid epidemic is tied directly to American physicians and their inappropriate prescribing of pain medications. But opioids are not the only drugs being overprescribed by physicians in poor white communities. An important study published in JAMA looked at the relationship between race and income with regard to three groups of prescription drugs: opioids, stimulants, and drugs like Valium. Lead researcher Joseph Friedman explains.
What we found in our study is that in the lowest income, whitest areas in California, about 45% of the adult population is receiving an opioid prescription each year. Whereas in the lowest income communities of color, that rate falls to only about 20%.
It turns out that whiter communities get more prescriptions. For example, there's a 600% difference in prescriptions for stimulant drugs comparing wealthy white areas and poorer non-white areas. Perhaps the communities around Los Angeles make the case most strongly. The research reports that 27% of adults in Beverly Hills received a prescription for a drug like Valium each year, compared with only 5% of adults in Compton. This can't simply be explained away by a difference in medical need between those in Beverly Hills and those in Compton. A number of factors might be at play here, but one is certainly implicit bias. Again, Joseph Friedman.
Meaning that physicians go into medical encounters with certain stereotypes about who might be drug seeking, who is worthy of receiving a prescription for a controlled substance like an opioid. Those implicit biases that we all hold are actually shaping the pattern of who receives prescriptions.
So if a doctor were to have an implicit bias against Black people and feel they were more likely to be drug abusers or engage in drug-seeking behaviors, they would unconsciously be less likely to prescribe drugs to them. In some senses, doctors overprescribing opioids has been protective for communities of color, but the prescribing problem is really double-sided.
One of our main conclusions here is that the opioid epidemic should be thought of as a, quote, double-sided epidemic, where you have too much prescribing of opioids in one community and not enough prescription in a different community. And so it's important to address both sides of these issues.
So all our attention seems to be on the overprescribing of opioids in white communities, which is certainly vitally important. But where is the discussion around the undertreatment in communities of color? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.